We're holding in the end of Siman Yud Aleph, where it says Daf Yud Amud Aleph. It's about four lines before the end of the Siman. Malachi Hamoshech Midafin Shalmavi. You have a case where the Lechi just the wall of the Mavi continues out into the Mishasarabim, and that acts as a Lechi. It's thinner. It's a continuation of the place as if it's a continuation of the wall of the Mavi into the Mishasarabim. In Bein Igoras Midofno, whether the correct version in the Gemara, correct text is, it's part of the wall, midofno. Bein imgaris imdofno. Whether you have the version of the girsa is with the wall, whether you garis from midofno or imdofno. Yesh levar shenimshach im oivei rechav akosel shemavi. So you could explain it that it's continuing the thickness of the wall, the end of the wall, continues out from the Mavi.
Where are you?
I'm at the end of Siman Yud Aleph. So he says, you could explain it the way Rashi learns. You could explain it the way Tosis learns. You could wherever the Girsa is, Tosis says that the Girsa maybe supports him. So the Rashi is saying that he doesn't see that necessarily so. You could explain it that it's continuing along out the way Tosis learns. Or you could explain it means that the width of the wall, the width of the lechi, extends from the. That's what I'm supposed to describe it. But if this is your mavi, and this is the end, you could explain it means it's just extending this way, or it's extending this way, which means like Rashi or Tosis. Okay. Siman Yud Beis, Mavi Shurach of Chof Amo. It's 20 amos wide. I'm Rabbi. What do you do? I surpass Kavoya Asar Tvachim B'Meshach Dalat Amos Mamida BeEmsa. At the end of the Mavi, you put a pass which is 4 amos long, 10 Tvachim high, and you put it in the middle of the Mavi, going parallel to the walls of the Mavi. Kivim Yeshmin a pass at a Kosel Shurach of a Mavi Yosemi Eser Amos. Now, okay, so that addresses that the end of the Mavi, the openings are less than 10. The question is, from the end of this pass to the back wall, back middle wall of the Mavi, what do you do? Right, we're picturing it? Yeah? Right, this is the opening, it's running here, but what's the end of it back to the back of the Mavi? What's the story? So im yeshmin a pass at a kosel shalom rochav a mavi yosem yesamis. If the back side of the pass till the back wall is more, if it's 10 amos, more than 10 amos. So the rosh yeshlo din mavi akum kumin ches. It's like a bent mavi with 2 turns. You come in through here, make a turn, another turn, and come back out the other side. So it's a mavi akum. Then chiluk bein im yesh hefzak gadol bein shnei pesachim shel tzad rosh hazarabim bein im yesh hefzak katan. What's the difference if the average place of the mavi akum, so it goes like this, it goes like an L. There's rosh hazarabim here, rosh hazarabim here. There's a big space between this doorway and this doorway. Over here, there's a very little space. They're right next to each other. But what's the difference? At the end of the day, both end up rosh hazarabim, so it doesn't make a difference. So you'd have to put a source of Pesach over there. Because of Rabbi Zalman Tzarech Shatei Akhara Regas Bois Pas Abitach Gimel. The boy Kara Gavim Mavi. So the halacha of Karub, so we picture, say, here.
Hello, good morning, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. Probably in the back of mine.
Hello, good morning, Jonathan.
Night.
What, both ways is it open?
The two ends of the Mavi, or Mavi Mok, okay. Okay, now, where do you put the curve? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said to me. You had a mobi which is 20 amas wide. Here's the opening. You put a pass over here, which is 10, right? Which is 10 tefachim high, 4 amas long. Yeah, picture that. So now you come in here, you go out here, you come out over here. So from here to the back is there's an opening. So this opening is more than 10 amas from the end of the pass to the back of the mobi. That opening is more than 10 amas. So you have to close it because this is a Maviyakum. The average case of Maviyakum is you go like this. Here's a Maviyakum which goes like this. Looks like a ches. So what's the difference of the doorway of one side of the Mavi and doorway of the other side of the Mavi is here or it's here, right next to each other? What's the difference? It's a Maviyakum. Okay, now, so at the Rosh, the next issue is where do you put the curve? So we're picturing that to the height of the side walls are, say, 4 amas tall. You're going to put a curve from that height across the top. But the middle Mavi wall is only 10 tefachim high. So the curve is way up higher than the middle Mavi, the middle wall in the middle. So he says, that's not acceptable. We always said that the curve has to be within 3 tefachim of the end of the top of the Mavi. So you'd have to put the curve at that height also. You couldn't put it 4 amas tall, and it's only 10 tefachim high. You'd have to put it at the height of 10 tefachim.
Does the car have to be at the top of the wall?
It can't be high. It doesn't be at the top. It can't be higher. I mean, it could be 3 tefachim higher, and that's it.
It can't be higher. It can be lower.
Yes. That's what he's saying.
The car has to be lower to the wall. Within the 3 tefachim.
I have the middle one, right? Because of what I was told, especially they had kar and a gas, both a pass, I betach gimel, and the boy kar agavi mavi. Fine. Kiyosu b'zeh mitzasi b'rishal, mikara achas, ma'ashatat or shtem avuos. So that's really what this case is. It's one kar going across and being permitting, when the kar goes across, there's a mavi here and a mavi here, it's mimata to mavuos. So we use one car for two mavuos. Yirmiya Amr Vizera, Amr Vavo. Rebbe Avo. Here's the Rebbe Avo. Chadamar also Chadamar Mutter. So Yirmiya, the name of Vizera, says one way, and Rebbe Avo says the other way. Must is also one says Mutter. Morris says they're not arguing. So the Yerushalmi explains, they're not arguing, they're discussing two different cases. One case is a case where it's higher than 3 tefachim, one is lower than 3 tefachim. Okay. Inami, so the other way to address this mavi, which is 20 amas wide, is Oven Kirub Yehuda. So he says if you have a gap of 15 amas, you can enclose 5 and you're left with an opening of 10. How do you enclose 5? You put a gap of 2, a pass of 3, and then you have an opening of 10 left. If that works, that would also work. You can make multiple passim with smaller openings. So that's for 15 amas. When it's 20 amas, you do the same thing on both sides. a gap of 2, a pass of 3 on both sides is leaves you with an opening of 10. Maybe people will stop using the main entrance, using these side smaller areas as the side is the real entrance, and then it's no longer the main entrance, and there's no heter of lechi if it's not the main entrance. People prefer the larger opening. Rabbi was the case where the opening developed on the side wall, and we're worried about people going in the side wall, the opening of the side wall, not through the main entrance. Because there's over there, people coming from that direction really save a lot of walking. Okay. So Mishnah said if the Mavi is wider than 10, Sursa Pesach it works. Vaf Goyva Mahanya Sursa Pesach, and even in the case where it was higher than 20, also Sursa Pesach works. Boy Hecker, but Sursa Pesach, you can't see it. There's no requirement of Hecker when it comes to Sursa Pesach. We said if we decorate the Korah, even though it's above 20 amas, it's acceptable. But it doesn't help for the width. The Malter Mahani Begoiva, the Malter said it works in the heights because Mishum the Barchidishu, Misako, Klapi Malo, people, it's interesting, it's something new, it's different, people will notice it. The Roysa. They'll see the Kara. The issue is not you're not going to notice it. The issue is it doesn't work to address such a width. Zotu Rush. Maisa Bottom Echod, the Morris says a story. Bottom Echod, me because based Kharson, Shanoat Zal Kundusim, Boritz, Musa Zmura Al Gabayan. He put four poles in the four corners, put vines across the top of them, and made a source of Pesach. They allowed that this would allow him to plant one type of species inside and a different one immediately adjacent on the other side. It's equivalent to as if there's a wall there.
Does it have to go down? I mean, is there an issue of going down in the ground? Had he built a wall here? Does it have to go down? We got roots and all, so...
He didn't put a wall here, he put a source of Pesach. He just put four poles or four corners, put a thing on top.
That's good enough.
Okay. This would also work for Shabbos. It doesn't work for Shabbos. The Morris says, you see that Rebbechon doesn't hold the source of Pesach. The Morris says, no. That the case was that the Kiddush of that which you're mounted for climb and not for Shabbos, like Rebbechon, was a case where the source of Pesach was made, as opposed to putting the horizontal beam across on top of the two vertical beams, he attached it to the side of the two vertical beams, which Reb Chisa could make like they're arguing Reb Chisa's halacha that that's not acceptable. Reb Yechon says it's not acceptable for climb, it works, but for Shabbos it does not work, like Reb Chisa says. Reb Chisa says no, even for Shabbos that works. I will go on whether Rabbi Yochanan the source of Pesach Mahani Af Midal Ruches, but in the case of it's where it's going across the top, since the valid source of Pesach that works, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, for Shabbos, even if it's there's no wall at all. It's just all four sides are using the source of Pesach. The Rav Be'eser, according to Rav, there's a limit. You can't go beyond 10 amas in the situation. Okay. And according to the Braisa, even if it's more than gaps and more than 10. So this is relevant in halacha. In a case where you're enclosed, you're making use in terms of pesach for the enclosure for all four sides, which is, let's say, what we do in our city eruv. So, according to Rav, that wouldn't the poles have to be cannot be more than 10 amas apart. You can enclose all four sides in terms of pesach on Shabbos on top, which is what we do it. But they, according to Rav, they can't. The gaps cannot be more than 10. According to the way we paskin, they can be even more than 10. But the Rama does not paskin like that. The Rama paskin that you cannot have gaps more than 10. The only time you have a gap more than 10 is a case where it's roiv omeid. The majority is the actual wall. Then that's our mishnah, which says you can the mavi, which is closed on three sides, the fourth side, even though it's wider than 10, it's first of pesach works. But in a case from Dal Ruchos, he says that does not work. More than 10. So the city area, which we do, will not be kosher according to the Rambam.
If it's mostly wall,
Right.
Why wouldn't that be good?
So then, if it's mostly wall, so then Rambam says you can have a gap of more than 10 with a source of Pesach, and that's acceptable. That's the mission. That's the first mission. The Mavi, which is wider than 10, you put a source of Pesach. Right? But if it's this scenario, it's all four sides, it's source of Pesach, or the majority is going to be not wall, so then you have a problem. What do you make passing for with these big cumbersome double passing, one arm facing each direction, and it's wider than if it's longer than a certain area, so you have to put the straight passim in the middle. The Mishnah says later, the more so later on, they were only matter this for animals to drink, not for people. Just make a source of pesach. Just put a pole in each corner, run a string across the top. Shalom Yisrael, right? Great. Put a pole in each corner. So why don't we do Tursa Pesach? Says at the Rosh, you're right. Halachically, it would be much better, but from an engineering standpoint, you have your problem of your trucks crashing into the Tursa Pesach, so their trucks were the camels. It can fall easily in a wind. You have to put it very high because of the issue of the that the camel shouldn't knock into the string. Well, if you do that, the higher you make it, the taller the pole, the more chances it's the wind will knock it out. We have the mission on Tezayin. That we put these ropes across or these konim standing up. I mean, it sounds fairly tedious to put konim at intervals of less than three. Tfachim, just make it towards the Pesach. Terence is there's animals, etc. They that If they just put Torah to Pesach, it's not going to last. Inami. This halacha, Chodesh Rinan Peya Bechotzer Peya is a reference to this idea of making Torah to Pesach. It's referred to as Peya. Ubamavoy Sheesh Badirim. That's people living there. So that's where Torah to Pesach works. Abul Bebika, the last, but the Yurin Lo Sharya. In the case of the Bika, where it's not enclosing an area which people live in, even though right now the Shiara is there, but it's not called an area of Dira, we're not mad to that. And the Rishami says, the Mesethus climb, Goris Umrib Zeru, Maitre Shlokish, the Yin Shabbos, Jain Peh, Materis Piersimiesu. Rish Lakish also agrees by Shabbos, it can't be more than 10. Amr b'chagi masnisin. Amr that's a Mishnah cane. Amr cane. The kibin gemuch of olam zulam halamizu bimata amr shapem with melos beers and meeser daya b'chebel echad. I can just use one rope and solve the problem. Just put it across the top of the two side posts. Right. What do you need three ropes for? You can just take that same rope, just put it on top, and you solved your problem. Right. Teresism was more than 10. More than 10, it doesn't work. In a case where it's out in the, it's not in a place of where people are normally living. Okay.
How tall is 10?
40 inches. That's it. Not very tall.
It's like a railing.
Yeah. Inevitably, someone's going to bump into something.
Well, pumping into it is not the issue, it's whether or not you knock it down.
Right.
It's not electrified, you're allowed to touch it.
I mean, you can make it taller. You can make it as tall as you want. And the point is, you gain by the taller you make it, the Russian is saying you'll gain that the less chance of somebody knocking into it. But the more chance of having problems with the height, the wind knocking over the pole or something like that. So I mean, we like the more if it doesn't stand even in an average wind, it's not kosher. We're talking about it'll stand in an average wind. Okay, that's fine. But there's always one gust of the not average wind. If it's going to fall down, then you know it's not practical. Yudalit. Amar Kista, so it's the passage of Summit, it's not only also Lukum. So it's the passage of the top rope has to go over the side, the top of the side post. It can't go and be attached to the side. Okay, that's how we're learning. Now he's going to bring us an alternate pshat from the Ben Hananel, which the Rif follows also. He's going to ask on it. He's going to say this pshat. Pirush Rav Haigoin. So Rav Haigoin explains. It's just a pesach. So something that's what does it mean? Does it mean atzad mean? It doesn't mean we're not discussing the shape of the tzurus pesach. We're discussing where it was placed in the where was the opening that it's addressing? Suppose the opening being in the middle of the. In the middle, the opening is off to the side. Kegon shasaw min tzida shal koysel. Have a piskel be karen zobis, a piskel karen zobis lo yav the inshi. Through the path of the head, because it looks like a door. So if I have an area which is closed, right? Here's the doorway. Nobody puts a doorway here. You ever saw a house where the doorway is right all the way over to the side of the house? That's how you understand Tzurus HaPesach means Atzad means. It was placed in regards to the enclosure, it was placed in the wrong spot. So Rosh says, appears that Einoi movement. I do not understand this pshat. Then you climb Shemusel Zemur Al-Gabi Kundasin Lomash Mahaki. The Gemara discusses Rav Chisda's halacha in context of the case of the four kundasin with the vine going being attached to it. And we said, well, if you do minatzad, what do you do minatzad? There's no, all there is source of Pesach over there. But the more it discusses minatzad in conjunction with that scenario, so according to the way I'm understanding, it means you attach it as opposed to going across the top of the side post. You attach it on the side, so you can discuss that in the scenario of enclosing all four sides. But if the Rav Haile learns, what does minatzad have to do? The whole thing is minatzad. The whole thing is, what is he referring to?
What do you mean?
You put four posts on the four sides, right? So, stop. Rav Haigern's case is, you have a mobile like this, the wall here, and you put the source of Pesach, the post opening source of Pesach, through the whole opening, or in the middle, you put it over here on the side. So this is wall, and this is on the side. Nobody puts a doorway on the side of a building, right? Doors are in the middle of walls. Nobody puts the door all the way over to the side of the wall. It's a strange place. That's not good. That's how you learn. So it's not discussing the rope on the top, rope attached on the side. That's all that is kosher according to him. That's not the issue. It's just where do you place it in regards to the enclosure. So good, fine. So the rest, so it's impossible, because what the Moore's next case is a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, a pole here. And Moore says, well, if it's been outside, it doesn't work for Shabbos. What do you mean? It's me outside. The whole thing is just poles.
There's no tzad.
There's no tzad.
There's no omen, so there's no tzad.
There's no side. I'm putting it this side. Well, this the whole thing is a sort of peso. If you're discussing, you're making a pole. You put it on the top of the pole or the side of the pole. So that's called me outside. But what does it mean? What's the high grade shot fit in that Gemara? Mm-hmm. So it's in a movement. I know what he's talking about. Void the kamer ilemin atzad el al gabon blemashma el kipirish Rashi. This abshad is like Rashi. Kipirish min atzad shlenosin el yon al gabi ashtei akadim ba'imdim el chibur lehem min atzad. You didn't put it across the top. You put it. You attach it on the side of them. Shoz ein dimer lepesach. And the reason why that's not good, because it's not like it's again the heter is suras pesach. The normal doorway is a mask of nosen oshtei amazuzos. You put the two side posts. The mask of the lintel is on top of the two side posts. So it says it has to be al gabein on top of them. Okay. So that's. Let's hold it here. So we're holding in Simon Yudalad. And we're about to do Amr of Kista, the second halacha that Rav Kista says. Okay.